Well, I didn't like that, so you took your jacket off. Is this going to be a battle this morning? Are you ready for a fight?
When the sleeves get rolled up, you'll know we're ready for a fight, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning.
Leader of the Ulster Unionist Party.
You're burning a lot of oil in here. It's warm.
Yes, it is. What's your vision?
Taxpayers.
What's your vision for the future of this place?
I think given the scepticism, given the cynicism, given the mistrust, particularly of politicians, we need a new era of belief. Belief in Stormont, in politicians, in what motivates our politicians. I would like to see a country that is one of the most attractive small countries in the world, where people are proud to be born here, live here, stay here, invest here, where people want to visit us. And let's not deny it, after yesterday's conversation, people want to come and live here. And my vision is about our people being healthier, wealthier and happier.
That's
because I think one of the big problems is people aren't happy.
That's very similar to what David Ford said yesterday.
Is it?
Very broad statement from a politician, isn't it?
Vision is broad, Stephen. And if you want more detail, here's one of the documents we've already published, our vision. It runs to several thousand words. It gives you a lot of detail. And it's not about policies. We think of what is wrong at Stormont is about the way we do business, and that's down to mindsets and cultures. It's about two big parties at the heart of government who are holding on to power, power which should be devolved through councils into communities as close to the family unit as possible, because all the modern research says where you get a real change in people's lives is when you get it down into the family unit.
Do you think Arlene Foster's making a good First Minister?
I'm not going to comment on Arlene Foster or David Ford or any of the others. I'm interested in setting a proposition that the Ulster Unionist Party will do what's right for Northern Ireland. And we are hearing on a daily basis, on a consistent basis, and from all levels of society, Northern Ireland is not working properly. So if you want a vision in three words, here are three words. Make it work.
Well, there's the first question dodged already. You won't even tell us. You know, if we're going to have an opposition in this country, you won't even tell us what you think, how you feel the First Minister's performing so far.
I've come in here to talk about myself, about my colleagues, about my candidates, about the Ulster Unionist Party, about our vision, about our policies.
Won't criticise your Unionist colleagues.
I'm here to talk about the Ulster Unionist Party.
You walked out of government last August, Mike.
We withdrew from government.
You walked out last August because you said trust had broken down with Sinn Féin. Mm-hmm. And you said that had to be fixed. Is it fixed yet?
Well, what have we heard about the IRA in the months since we walked out or withdrew? We haven't heard anything, but the real test will be the three-person panel, and I'm meeting them, I think, actually in the next week or two, so I'll be very interested to hear what they have to say. We've also got, of course, this multi-agency cross-border initiative to tackle organised crime and criminality, and, you know, you look at Slab Murphy has finally been convicted, so action is coming. And, Stephen, when the talks were convened by the Secretary of State, top of her agenda was welfare reform and the financial piece, and that is very, very important. We don't disagree with that. But because of the two murders last year, we felt it was imperative that paramilitarism and associated criminality went to the top of the agenda. You read the so-called Fresh Start Agreement. What is Chapter 1? It's not finances. It's paramilitaries and associated criminality. You look at the enabling legislation that was introduced at Westminster 2 weeks ago. What's at the front of that legislation? Paramilitarism and associated criminality.
But it wasn't just about it being top of the agenda, your prerequisite for going back into government, was it?
No, we don't have a prerequisite for going back into government. I am not so stupid that I'm going to put myself on a hook. We made a decision that somebody had to do something to highlight the paramilitary.
You had a prerequisite for going back into government,
didn't
you?
No, we didn't. We don't have a prerequisite for going back into government.
Well, let's listen. There are two clips. Let's use the second one. This is what you said on the show last August. I asked you about going back into government after the Assembly elections. Here's what you said.
Stephen, I'm not going to speculate about what's going on. This is about a watershed moment.
You won't speculate as to whether you will fight the Assembly?
I've just told you, we will fight the Assembly elections. And we will do it on that ticket. This is not as good as it gets. People deserve better, we can deliver better, and it's based on
public's entitled
on that
to know whether
vision.
You're going, whether you want to be ministers or not, whether you
what
will go work in the
do,
executive.
What I want to do is to build the trust.
Will you fight the next Assembly elections telling the public that you will re-enter the executive as ministers if Sinn Féin are still there?
That depends on Sinn Féin. If they build the trust, that is possible. If they sit on their hands and continue to be in denial with that single transferable denial speech, it is not possible.
Right. So if Sinn Féin do not admit the IRA exists, you will not re-enter the executive if they're there. Is that correct?
That sounds like a very solid policy position to me.
That sounds like a very solid policy position to me. If Sinn Féin continues to deny the IRA exists, you won't go back into government. There's your prerequisite. Have they admitted the IRA continues to exist?
They have not admitted the IRA continues to exist, and we have a three-person panel who will be giving us their assessment of whether they continue to exist. You have the Chief Constable, you have the authorities in the Republic of Ireland, you have authorities broader. What I was indicating was very clearly that there was a breakdown of trust at the heart of government, and that was one of the reasons we came out, and we came out in protest. You will see, if you read the documents that we have published in the last number of weeks, that we are very clear now about the conditions and the tests that we will apply about whether we go back into government or not.
Well, I'm not clear, so spell it out to me.
It is about trust. It is about trust. You cannot work a coalition government if you do not have trust. But we are looking for a mandate, Stephen, not to go back into government, but to go into the negotiations which will follow the elections on the 5th of May. And as you may or may not know, we proposed at the last elections in 2011 that we delay running de Hondt until we agree a programme for government. This is a game changer in terms of how you do joined up collaborative government in a coalition.
Sure.
So there will be a fortnight, potentially 14 days of negotiations between the parties who are entitled to be in the next executive on the programme for government before we divide up the ministries. And it's quite technical, but believe me, it changes how you do collaborative government.
Well,
we have two further tests. Number one, is it a progressive programme for government? And number two, do we sense around the table a collective will to deliver it? And that's where trust comes in. And that's where Sinn Féin's attitude to everything, including the existence of the IRA, becomes a factor.
Well, it may be a factor, and we'll talk about the programme for government later, but it's a pretty simple question. If Sinn Féin continues to deny the existence of the IRA, will you go back into government?
It is a very, it's a simplistic question that you're answering, because there are other people who need to input into this, including the three-person panel who are looking at whether the IRA have
disbanded or not. But nobody inputted into your decision to walk out. So as a party leader, you said you're taking your party out of government because of a lack of trust with Sinn Féin.
Yes, and it was a protest which forced the issue.
It was a point of principle.
It was a protest which forced the issue to the top of the agenda.
Was it not a point of principle?
Now we see what will happen. We see what will happen in terms of the attitude of the three-person panel who have been appointed because we pushed this issue, the attitude of the Chief Constable, the attitude of the Garda Síochána.
But not Sinn Féin. So you clearly said, I pled your words to you last August, you clearly told the public that you would
trust
not go back
important.
In the government.
We want trust.
No, I'll pled to you
trust.
Again if you want.
We want trust. I said it sounds like a pretty good idea.
So now it's not?
I'm not saying it's not. But you're just trying to force me down a little cul-de-sac.
No, you forced yourself down by walking out.
No, we didn't. We forced an issue. And we brought paramilitarism and associated criminality right to the top of the agenda. And Stephen, for 100 years, because it is the centenary of the Easter Rebellion, for 100 years, the authorities, the British, have turned a blind eye to violence on this island. You look at the Royal Commission of George V that looked at the causes of the Easter Rising. And there is only one conclusion, that the authorities in Dublin, who of course at that time were the British, turned a blind eye to violence because they didn't want to upset the natives. And you tell me that's not something that has been a policy, an unpublished policy of the British down the years?
So when your electorate, when the voters are contemplating voting for you at the election, for those people who thought to themselves, I am attracted to the Ulster Unionist Party, and there'll be many reasons why they might be attracted to your party, but for those who felt that they were attracted to your party because you took a position and they might have considered it a principled position, which was you are walking out and you're refusing to do business with Sinn Féin until they acknowledge the existence of the IRA. And that is what you were saying last August. They might not get that now if they vote for you. You might actually give that up. You might walk back in. Having not got anything from Sinn Féin, because you're talking about everybody but Sinn Féin.
No, what you are ignoring is that there is every possibility that the three-person panel, the chief constable and all the others who we do trust, say that the IRA has gone away. And the important thing is that the IRA has gone away, that all paramilitaries leave the stage. It is high time. We are so far beyond the ceasefires. There is no justification for these groups to be around. They dominate their communities. They undermine the economy. They do huge international reputation at a time when we need foreign direct investment for our people to boost our economy, to make us one of the most attractive small
countries. But if the IRA has gone away, either they've gone away in the last year, or if they haven't and they were already away, then you walked out unnecessarily and you owe an apology to Sinn Féin, who were saying all along the IRA doesn't exist anymore.
Sinn Féin were themselves alone as the only group who were in denial about the existence of the IRA.
Well, as one of the leaders in this country of a political party, do you think the IRA's gone as you sit here today?
I don't know. I thought they were until the murders of last year. There has been no indication that they are around since the last murder. But it is not for me to judge. It is for the three-person panel. It's for the likes of the Chief Constable and the Commissioner of An Garda Síochána Síochána.
So as we will not know before the election, before we move on.
I didn't say that because I said I'm going to meet this three-person panel. I think it's in the diary within the next fortnight. So let's see what they have to say. It is a very important issue. It is not the only issue. And we are hearing from people, as I say, on a daily and a consistent basis, that Stormont and Northern Ireland isn't working properly. And they want some hope that somebody somewhere has some ideas about it working properly. You know, we've now had 9 years and two full mandates of Sinn Féin DUP rule. And if you look at the record, you would say to yourself...
What was all those years you were in government with them, by the way?
If this was London, it wouldn't be tolerated. If it was Edinburgh, it wouldn't be tolerated. If it was Cardiff or Dublin, it would not be tolerated. So why is it tolerated in Belfast? And you can make the snide remarks about us being in government with them, but
it's
it was their
factual
idea. It was their
you
idea.
You were there.
It was their idea to say we're going to spend £80 million tackling poverty over a set period, and at the end of that period to still have £78.5 million unspent. It was their idea to promise the Blue Lights that they would have world-class facilities outside Cookstown, where if we got in your car and went up there today, we would find a green field. It was their idea to say we're going to create 5,000 jobs and £300 million investment at the maze outside Lisburn. And if we go there, we're on a parking lot.
I want to play more of your words from last August.
What I want to do is to build the trust.
Will you fight the next Assembly elections telling the public that you will re-enter the executive as ministers if Sinn Féin are still there?
That depends on Sinn Féin. If they build the trust, that is possible. If they sit on their hands and continue to be in denial with that single transferable denial speech, it is not possible.
Right. So if Sinn Féin do not admit the IRA exists, you will not re-enter the executive if they're there. Is that correct?
That sounds like a very solid policy position to me.
See, the reason I played that
again...
Is
that not the same thing?
Well, no, if you listen to what you said, that depends on Sinn Féin, is what you said publicly last year. Now you're telling us it depends on everybody but Sinn Féin. You haven't moved Sinn Féin. You did whatever it was you did. You walked out.
I talked about trust.
You huffed and you puffed. Sinn Féin haven't budged. That depends on Sinn Féin, is what you said.
Yeah, and what did we achieve? We're going over old ground here. What did we achieve? We got a three-person panel who are looking at the IRA and paramilitaries generally. We got this multi-agency cross-border initiative against organised criminality, which is associated with the paramilitaries.
So it doesn't depend on Sinn Féin?
I'm talking about trust, and the trust with Sinn Féin, going into government, trust with Sinn Féin. When we sit, if we get the mandate to sit at the table for up to 14 days to discuss the next programme for government, we need to feel that we can trust the other potential partners of government, that they will deliver a progressive programme for government. So it has to be a progressive programme, and there has to be a very clear sign that there is a collective will to deliver it.
Have you any doubt that Sinn Féin is committed to wholly peaceful means?
Yes, I do, in terms of some individuals.
Who are currently in government?
In Northern Ireland?
Yes.
No, not those individuals. But I don't think that that party, I don't think the DUP is entirely united in terms of its vision and strategy for the way forward.
Well, let's concentrate on Sinn Féin.
So well, you have to talk about the Ulster Unionist
and
Party,
and you're going to
ask me about what I've said. Now, do you want me to refine my words?
No, what I want to do is follow up on what you've just said. So you have a doubt that Sinn Féin is a political party?
No, individuals. You said, do I doubt whether they're individuals?
No, I said, have you any doubt that Sinn Féin is committed to wholly peaceful means?
I think as a political party, I think that's their strategy. I think there are probably or inevitably individuals who are uncomfortable with that.